if we start forgetting about our dreams and our passions, and if we don't have anything to look forward to, we end up dying, so to speak, quote unquote. But I mean, where does this feeling of being alive come from?
When I think a lot of it started when I lost my mom. You know, my mom was, we could call her every day. I would talk to my mom every day. I would call her up, and sometimes we didn't even have much to say. We would just be breathing on the phone. Uh-huh. But then after losing her, I think that's when a lot of it, reality started to hit that, you know, life is precious, yeah, and we're all going to die,
yeah,
and we don't know when, yeah, but why not enjoy it?
Yeah.
I look at, I didn't have any role models growing up as far as fitness and health and fitness, yeah, and now I didn't realize that this was going to be my journey now in my 50s and now headed to my 60s. You know, being active. I always, you know, my dad was active in a different way, by going, he would go to 2 and 3 AA meetings a day, and some of them he was conducting them, you know, but my mom, she loved watching TV all day, and she was a loving mom where, you know, she was your typical, what you would call a couch potato.
Yeah.
And she would tell you to go get her some water, or you go make her a sandwich, you go get this. And I always tell people, don't judge her,
yeah,
but Jerry Springer was her favorite.
Yeah.
And she would call me up and say, did you see Jerry today? And I'm like, no, I didn't see Jerry. And I'm, mom, those people are acting, okay,
yeah,
stop. You know, no, I didn't see Jerry.
Yeah.
But she was full of wisdom. I could call her, and whatever issue I had, she would have an answer for it. And what she did want me to share is that, you know, if she would have moved her body more, and because a lot of the diseases that she had was preventable.
Was that related to a bad diet and being
bad
overweight?
Bad diet and a little bit overweight, bad diet, not moving your body. And I don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
I when I started doing the marathons and the multiple days, I saw that the human body is amazing,
yeah,
at any age.
Yeah.
You know, if you treat it right, yeah, healthy, and train, you can go the distance. And again, I tell people what I've learned with the 3100 is there is pleasure past the pain. If you can mentally get past that pain, you'll fly. You'll just be in a zone.